Now we hear a little of the Kennedy Center Honors. It's the annual celebration of the performing arts, and NPR's Lynn Neary was there.
It was the kind of night where you could see pop icon Cyndi Lauper and jazz great Dede Bridgewater sharing a hug on the red carpet. And Kelly Clarkson was thrilled to find herself standing next to Cher as the cameras clicked. Even Cher seemed impressed by it all and surprised to find herself one of the honorees.
I never expected to win this. It's like I was okay with the Academy Award. I thought, yeah, I can rock this. Like, I think when I saw Meryl, I thought, yeah, that makes sense, you know? And I don't seem to make that much sense.
The Kennedy Center Honor is traditionally a lifetime achievement award. In a break from that tradition, the co-creators of Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Thomas Kail, Andy Blankenbuehler, and Alex Lacamoire, were awarded the honor for what the Kennedy Center described as a groundbreaking and transformative work. Lin-Manuel Miranda hopes this becomes a new tradition.
I'm excited and I hope they keep doing it. I love the notion of honoring work that is affecting people now.
Among those who were honored last night was country music star Reba McEntire. McEntire is also an actress, perhaps best known for her sitcom Reba. Her co-star on the show, Melissa Peterman, paid tribute to McEntire.
Reba, you were born to tell the world stories with your music, on a stage, on a screen, and on behalf of Earth, and from worlds beyond, thank you so much for sharing those gifts with us.
Philip Glass is known for what he describes as music with repetitive structures. Last night, Paul Simon called him our most influential classical composer as he introduced pianist John Baptiste playing a solo from Glassworks. Herbie Hancock paid tribute to jazz saxophonist Wayne Shorter, who the Kennedy Center described as one of the world's greatest composers. Hancock said there are lots of ways to describe his friend.
Magical, mysterious, visionary, fearless, courageous, profound.
Usually, honorees remain in the audience at the Kennedy Center Awards, but in another break from tradition last night, Lin-Manuel Miranda took to the stage to perform a number from Hamilton with original cast member Chris Jackson.
I need a favor.
Whatever you say, sir, Jefferson will pay for his behavior.
Shh. Talk less.
I'll use the press. I'll write under a pseudonym. You'll see what I can do to him.
And finally, Whoopi Goldberg, dressed in a sequined black caftan, which she quipped she found in Cher's closet, paid tribute to the singer.
Elvis, Sinatra, Cher. There have been a handful of entertainers who are instantly recognizable by just one name.
As the night ended, the audience was on its feet as Cyndi Lauper and Adam Lambert sang one of Cher's biggest hits.
I got you, babe. You, babe.
Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
In the spring, I got you to wear my